What happened to your bedroom after you moved out of your parents' house? Or if you have older children that have moved out on their own, what do you keep their bedroom? Do you keep it the way it is, or did you immediately change it?
Having a debate right now with my wife. So our son has been out of the house for 2 years. Let me prefix this by saying that we love our son. Anytime he ever needs to come back, anytime he needs to stay there, whether it's a random night or forever, obviously he's welcome to do so.
Correct.
It's his house, just like the rest of ours. However, it's probably time to redecorate, all right? We don't need his bottle of Hennessy, his water pipe, his video game system, his ridiculous posters and other things that are on the walls that are in that room, still up in that room. When my mother comes over to house sit for us, that's the room she stays in. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So what do you want to turn it into?
Well, I mean, it could be another bedroom or it could be an office. It also happens to be the only room in the house with an ensuite. So maybe it's time for it to be our bedroom. Either way, my wife doesn't want to change a single thing. She wants it to stay exactly as it is. When I moved out of my parents' house, they changed every single, and this goes for my siblings too. My parents are all about the grandkids now. There's not a single one of our children's rooms, like when we were kids, that still exists in that house. My niece and their granddaughter has a different room for each activity she's doing. She has a TV room. She has like an art playroom.
Yes.
And she has like a sleeping bedroom, too.
You know, what's funny is when my parents waited for me to graduate high school to move. So the minute I graduated, they put the house on the market and they ended up moving to another house. And I never had another room ever again.
That was it.
That was
it. You were X'd out. When they moved the stuff, they just left yours outside. They just left it outside.
And I always think back, like, it's such a nostalgic thing, your childhood bedroom,
yeah,
that I go, I just wish that I could go back into my room and go into my twin bed and go into my closet where I wrote Anna was here, W-U-Z, you know, just like I was, you know, 14 years old all over again. And that room doesn't even exist anymore. You know, it does to somebody else's family.
But I mean, I guess you could knock on the door, but that would be a little bit creepy.
One time it went on the market a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought about it.
You didn't go look?
No, I wanted to. And then I don't know what came over me. Like, I got sad. I thought that, like, if I walked into my old house and I walked into my old room,
you would cry and just be, you know, broken there.
I wanted to remember my room the way it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to walk into it being somebody else's room. You know, I don't know. You have it, like, you have it remembered in a certain way.
When we bought this new house, the old owners showed up on Halloween with their kids and wanted to come into the house.
Did you let them in?
My wife let them right in the front door, but that was it. We kind of turned them away after that.
If somebody showed up at my house and they said they used to live there and I was certain they weren't serial killers, I would let them go see the house. Why not?
Well, they should have gave us a better agreement on the chimney settling.
What do you do? Like, what did you do in your situation? And if you had a childhood bedroom, what did it end up being? 1-800-330-9999. What happened to your childhood bedroom, or what did you do to your child's bedroom once they moved out? Raven and his wife Alicia have been trying to figure out if it's time to finally take their son's room and convert it into something else.
Like, I get it. I mean, she's got clothes up in a tote from the time he was in first grade to like sixth or seventh grade. I mean, I don't know what you're doing with those, but the bedroom, it's not a tomb. Right. it's not. We've got other things that we can do with it. We can at least redecorate this place. Come on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened to your childhood bedroom?
When my daughter moved out, I took over her room because her room was on the other side of the house, had a separate entrance. And as soon as my son moved out, my husband made it into a music room. Oh, my God, all his guitars went in there. And my granddaughter, and she's the one that plays the guitar with Grandpa now. So my grandkids were so happy it became a music room.
I'm so glad you said he made it a music room, because I thought you were going to say once your son moved out, then your husband moved down there,
right,
closer to the other exit.
Right. I thought you just kicked him out. I don't want to see.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened to your childhood bedroom once you moved out?
My least favorite color is pink. And when I moved out, my mother painted my entire bedroom pink and turned it into her sewing room.
You're never coming back.
Right. She wanted to ensure that there was no way you would ever move home.
She made sure.
Quinn, what happened to your childhood bedroom?
Oh, my gosh. My parents, during COVID, they set it up into their COVID escape room. They put in a Peloton. They had puzzles, gaming equipment, books, everything. They basically turned my childhood bedroom into a Hobby Lobby.
Wow.
Do you blame them? I mean, that's awesome.
And I just put like the Zoom office has got to be in a closet or something.
Yeah. I'd rather put my Peloton in one of the spare bedrooms or one of my kids' bedrooms. Right now, mine just lives in the living room.
Adeline, what happened to your childhood bedroom?
So I give it to my son, and then he moved out when he was 42. The day after he moved out, I turned that into an office.
I mean, that was like she wanted to make sure he was never coming back.
I know the feeling.
Exactly.
Right? Some people, they keep the room like a mausoleum forever. And if you're not going to do that, just rip that Band-Aid off.
Oh, I mean, he's 42 years old, Raven. You have a long time to rip that Band-Aid off.
Right. You've been trying. You've been trying to get him out of the house. Sooner or later, you got to remove him, strap him to a hand truck, and have the movers take him out.
You should have turned it into an office when he was 26.
Right.
Veronica, what happened to your childhood bedroom?
Okay, so my childhood bedroom was so small that, like, everyone would always joke that it was the closet. And it was, like, a really old house. It was super small. And what was insulting is after I left to go to college, my parents actually turned it into a closet, like put racks in it, walk-in closet. I mean, not a huge walk-in closet because it was small, but yeah.
And then turned the den into an ensuite. And you're like, wow, thanks, Mom and Dad. I mean, I would have liked to have had more than 8x8 square footage in my room, too.
I mean, but imagine it was a closet the whole time.
Right.
And they just played it off like, no, your room is just small. And you found out, no, I've been living in a closet for the last 18 years of my life.
I mean, doubtful. If the house is that old, right? People had no respect for individuals a long time ago, right? They'd be like, no, the twins slept in there.
Yeah.
Right? That was a bunk room before.